Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Wonderful to see Colin Powell, who made big mistakes on Iraq.
Oh, my God.
He didn't make it. Start over. Start over. He can't do it. He can't do it.
Be treated in death so beautifully by the fake news. Oh my god. I can't do it. He was a classic rhino, if even that, always being the first to attack other Republicans. He made plenty of mistakes, but anyway, may he rest in peace.
Good god.
That's presidential debate news that you won't get anywhere else but here on the Roundtable, ESPN 680, 105.7. Thanks to Phil Baker for hanging out. Zach Cantrell with me the rest of the show. Andy Sweeney will be with us in just a moment. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Want to say thank you for sponsoring the 5 o'clock hour. Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, their 27 area locations, walk-in, drive-through delivery. Cox and Evergreen Liquors, that's Louisville's go-to liquor store. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Go out there and get yourself something to drink. And, hey, next weekend, long weekend, 4th of July weekend, go and start stocking up early. Go ahead and start stocking up early. Maybe take it easy this weekend like Ty Spalding Stage is going to do. And then let it rip starting next Wednesday when you get off of work. But they're the place to go. Cox'sLouisville.com. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Our man in Indianapolis, Andy Sweeney, 107.5 The Fan, the wake up call, 7 to 10 a.m. How you doing, Andy Sweeney?
Good, man. What's happening? What's going on?
What
are the stories?
We're watching the second round of the NBA draft live. That's what we're doing. We're waiting for Justin Edwards to be picked.
I was about to say, you better get used to it. It ended last night. That good, but I know Kentucky fans don't care about that now. I know, you know, the guy that Mark Pope is going to bring in doesn't need to be a five-star.
That's right.
Mike Gandolfo would say he doesn't need to be the most athletic in that system. So the second round of the NBA draft at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the Kentucky fan now. You know, that's all they need. Except for every couple of years, they're good with guys that can just, you know, they'll fight their way from pick 44 up to the pros. What can I tell you?
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. But, yeah, the baton has been passed, Andy. You're exactly right. It's a new era. It's the Mark Pope era. There's cookies and four stars. How about that?
I mean, you got – I tell you, BBN, I think they almost I think there were – we were talking about this privately. What was it, 2 days ago now when Mark Pope had his press conference? I think that – The sheet of Aramark cookies that was put out there for the media, which baited them all into taking pictures and running to Twitter X about it, is one of the. I mean, Strebel, it's a low blow.
Oh,
it's
is
a sad moment. I mean, it was a sad scene. Some selfies were taken with my guy, Mark Pope.
Just, yep.
An unbelievable response. If only Cal had put a tray of free Aramark cookies out for the media, everything would have been different.
He'd still be in Lexington. Last night, it wouldn't have been Coach Calipari from the University of Arkansas. It still would have been Coach Calipari for the University of Kentucky. And I put it this way, Andy. It's an arms race to booty kissing is what it is. It's a media arms race to booty kissing. Who can suck up to Pope the most? Who can gain the most access? That's what it's all about. I mean, am I wrong here?
Who's ahead right now?
Oh,
well, I mean,
man.
Yeah, who are the leaders? I mean, do you not want to say names, or have you said names?
No, I mean, Kyle Tucker.
I'm putting you on the spot, but I don't know if you guys talked about that.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, Kyle Tucker's up there. Drew Franklin, of course. Yeah. Jack Pilgrim. I mean, those are the early leaders. Yeah. I mean, those are 1, 2, 3, okay. Boom, boom, boom.
I think Vaught, but I don't know. Vaught's in a different spot.
He's looking at other kind of cookies.
You know, he's well, yeah. He's doing something. He's doing something. He got that from that 1996 shirt. Just what a great moment! I mean, what a great moment. But Cal last night was semi-shining. But the problem with Cal, and he leaves last night very much feeling this way. Even though, I mean, Reed Sheppard at three is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You know, Rob Dillingham become one of the most wanted prospects. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, him going up to eight. But, I mean, he's still – Danny Hurley won the night. Hurley was on ESPN. Yeah. He was on ABC. He was on – he walked up there with the Castle. Did our Klingman – which one was it that he walked up there?
It's Klingman, I believe.
He was part of the interview, the post-draft interview. I mean, he smiled, was taking photos. I mean, he's got an evil smile, right?
Like,
when you talk, he's got the reptile face, Treble.
He's a crazy person.
A little bit of reptile. Yeah, no, he does. But you believe that
reptilian
people are reptiles?
Yeah, he may be.
You believe that they're reptilians?
Yes, I do.
I'm saying Danny Hurley has to be on the list where we need to start taking a look at
a little bit
of a
shapeshifter from Danny Hurley.
Yeah,
you know what? I've never thought of this, but you're right. He kind of does have a reptilian look to his face. Now I know you're on the air 7 to 10 a.m. tomorrow, but I'm telling you, brother, you're going to have to download the podcast of the Diener Show, because it's going to be Blankenbaker unfettered after all this Patino stuff.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he hasn't had a chance. Now, where is Double D? I see he's at soccer games. He's front row with a bunch of middle-aged women at a Kenny Chesney concert.
Yeah.
I mean, Diener, I mean, he was like being thrown into a pit of lions.
Yes.
Was he not? Hyenas. I mean, he was up front. It's Kenny Chesney, and it's just like all women from 44 to 55.
Game seven of the NHL finals. He was there too. And he trying to find the Oilers girl who's now done a photo shoot with Playboy. I did see that on Twitter X. she's still out there in the ether. But yeah, he and Max are going to be hitting like all the UFC stuff tomorrow, like all the press conferences and doing a UFC day tomorrow and Saturday. So that's what he's doing in Vegas. So the Patino stuff didn't happen until after their show. So we haven't heard Blankenbaker's thoughts about it. So, I mean, it's going to be Blankenbaker, and I think Lightsey. I think Ethan Moore is going to call in. So that'll be 7:30.
Oh, I'm sure.
So Diener can't stop him. He's not there to stop him or calm him down. He's going to explode.
Okay, so for people who don't know, and help me out here, I've not heard it. I've just obviously have seen the scuttle.
Yes.
Patino, as Matt Jones has went on his 3-month vacation to go all the places that Jason Entz wishes he could have gone, basically. Jones is living apparently a better – again, where are the Valvanos? Where's Sofaro?
Yeah.
Sofaro's on the internet complaining and taking runs to Kentucky, even though he hasn't beat Kentucky in anything in many years. But anyway, so Patino, so Jones is off.
Yes.
And part of my take sits in, and they get Patino.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, complete haymaker.
Biggest name ever on that show.
But within itself, it's a complete haymaker.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And of course, it's funny that it's not Matt, but it's almost like better that it's not. Like, it's just an odd thing. Okay, so it's a complete haymaker, number one. And so you know those guys are going to do something like kind of funny. Like, you know they're going to do something funny. You know,
oh, yeah.
Patino at this point is just going to be so bleeping passive aggressive on all this stuff.
Yes,
and he's
being
so mean. He's being so mean.
I know.
That like Like, it's unbelievable how mean Pitino is being here. But it's also the best thing. It's also – and you Kentucky fans are whores. You guys are letting back in the bedroom.
Yeah, damn right.
I mean, he cheated on – he went to Thailand and cheated on you for a month. You know, you go to Thailand, there's all that thing.
Yeah.
He went to Thailand and cheated on you for a month and has come back. And then you let him into the bedroom, into the bed.
We did.
And it's just – that. But I mean, now you're doing that. Of course, you have to, and that's funny within itself. So that's a complete haymaker. And then Pitino and I don't – why do people like Stoops? Why do people like Mark Stoops? How has this happened to Mark Stoops of all?
I know.
Mark Stoops must be, like, the coolest dude to hang out with. Like, I'm now convinced he must be the coolest. So Pitino, and then the NIL, oh, I'll give it here and I'll give NIL there, is just, it's him being, I don't know if he even means any of it. He's just so full of it. And he knows this is the only way to get back at Louisville and drill the stake in your heart even more. Of course, tonight, because he's a vampire, garlic on the collar, that he can do it. And it's incredibly mean, and it has set Louisville fans off. And here's my take, Srubel. I told you this. This is my number one take. I didn't even tell you this over text.
You didn't.
But
no,
I said it
you
on
teased
this,
it.
On the air before, is... I'm actually saddened that the Louisville fan has been shunned or has shunned all of their family and friends. And, you know, they have, you know, and, you know, it used to be, well, we have the 80s guys. Do you know how the last couple years worked out with Kenny Payne?
Yeah.
Like, you got Griff. And you got Russ, and you got Siva, and like Eric Wood and the Brahms, by the way, not always the Brahms, and you got the Brahms,
right?
You know, no, I mean, Cerebral, they think about how many, of course, it's, you know, Luke, you know, Hancock. Like,
of course.
You understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That it seems, you know, Kentucky doesn't have this problem. It seems that so much of their past has been riddled in some sort of controversy or hate.
Yeah.
So does it not feel that way? I mean, some of the great players, not some of the mid-level guys, you know, the guy that played there for a couple of years or whatever. I mean, you know, Tom Jurich very much, you know, has that relationship. Bobby Petrino, Rick Pitino, Chris Mack, Kenny Payne, people in the 1980s now.
Purvis Ellison.
Kenny Payne. Purvis, yeah. Yes, a perfect example. I mean, and I'm sure I'm missing something where, you know, it's just too bad. I guess, I mean, it's funny, I guess, in a way, but you know what I'm saying? It doesn't feel like every fan base has this group of that you grew up with. I mean, if you are of a certain age, you know, guys like Rick Pitino and Chris Mack and Tom Jurich and Bobby Petrino are like some of the main guys that you grew up as a Louisville fan, and none of them are guys that you feel like are ever going to be welcome back. And of course, passive aggressively, I mean, Pitino is this crushing right now. My man Ricky P is on a warpath. I mean, give him Mark Stoops NIL money.
Haymaker.
Oh, yeah, if Mark Pope needs some, I'll cut a check, too.
Andy.
Just haymaker. Like, stuff he should not say. He just blatantly should not say it, but he can't stop. He's addicted to being himself.
He said he sent a text to Nick Mingione congratulating him on making it to Omaha.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, you guys went how many years saying such bad things about Rick Pitino?
Yes,
I mean, Rick Pitino flew the bird at you, you know, out the door his final time and didn't do the press conference and left poor Ralph Willard in his hair.
did you see Miners
down the middle?
You see Terry Miners tweet about this?
Go ahead. Oh. I saw a couple of chairs. I saw Terry doing X's with police. I mean, can you get over? Can anyone get over high school?
Honestly, no.
Of course, your high school is being ran by Rummage now.
It is. Yes, he's the president.
Mean, what is going? Terry, stop!
All right,
Terry, so, you're in your 60s. Anyway, go ahead.
So here's what Terry Miner said. Man. He said, despite this moment in Rupp, and he posted the picture of Rick flipping off the fans, as you just you just mentioned. He said, despite this moment in Rupp, Rick Pitino's love for all things Kentucky athletics is genuine. He gave it his all trying to beat Kentucky's men's basketball when he coached at Louisville, but his most joyous era was at UK. During his tenure at U of L, the practice facility code was 1996.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that's been confirmed.
X up after you said that.
Yeah.
Did you throw an X up after you? Okay. I feel like I have heard that before. That 1996.
I didn't know that.
I feel like I just felt like I knew that, but maybe not. Maybe I'm talking out of school there.
Well,
by the way, speaking of high school, did you tell me you guys talked about that on air? Come on.
What's that?
You talked about Calgill.
Oh yeah. I mean, Louis Rabeau and I were texting privately about that, how we wanted to play up the, you know, Andy lost Jeffersonville High School to not only Tony Vannetti, but now Fred Calgill, who's going to be teaching media classes at Jeffersonville High School. you said one of these kids is going to throw a book at Calgill and he's going to be out. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Calgill's got no chance, brother. He's got no chance.
The welders will
overtake him, man. He's got no idea. For 2 years, the welders ran the school.
Over under 1.5 years for Fred Calgill at Jeff.
Yeah, but this is not private school, man. This is big time public school.
Damn right.
Someone might light that trash can on fire. You might get a little fisticuffs, at 7 a.m.
Fred Calgill breaking up a fight in the hallway.
That's the whole point. Calgill gets a shiner, immediately goes to Facebook to tell you what happened.
This is our public school system now. Can you believe it?
This is the system. They start changing everything. It's time to clean this up. We need to clean this up. The Red Devils need to clean up. Calgill got a shiner before period three for trying to break up a fight between two girls.
Yeah. They drug him into the bathroom and beat him up. All right,
when's the last time Fred Calgill's been around a goth kid?
maybe covering touchdown Friday night. You know how the golf kids like will walk around the track during the football games.
Yep.
Maybe one of them walked past Calgill while he was giving an update on Brian Brohm at Trinity. Maybe. Maybe that's the last time. Speaking of local newsmen, you'll love this. Okay, so John Bull was on.
Oh boy.
With Diener and Blank today, and he was talking about how he, his daughter's in medical school, and he dropped her. He dropped her off to take her boards this morning. He's talking about how proud of a father he was, and everything. And then somehow the conversation got to the Hawk Tua girl, and John Bull said, he said I had no idea how viral it was, so I texted my daughter probably while she was studying for her boards about how viral the Hawk Tua girl had become.
Man, and the answer is very viral.
Yeah, the most viral thing to happen since when?
Like, it's the most, I'm trying to think. Yeah. I mean, it's the most viral thing I feel like in a couple years, probably.
At least.
Don't you?
Yeah, 2-3 years at least. I can't think of anything that has taken over the internet the way this girl has. And it was just fun. I can just imagine poor John Bull's daughter, her nose in a book, trying to memorize the anatomy and physiology of the human body, and her dad, hey, what about this Hawk Tua girl? What can you tell me about that?
Okay, so like I don't know how it is to take these boards, but like at this point, what's she studying? Hasn't she been through everything? She's on the precipice of being a medical doctor.
Yes.
Like,
so
to me, there's not like an all nighter where you can learn something at that point.
Right.
You either know that you're the doctor or not. Am I wrong there? Does that make sense?
The way he explained it is, it's an 8-hour test. So she was there today for 8 hours, and this is her second time taking it. They tell her, take it. She don't know. She has already taken it one time, and she still doesn't know the results. It like takes forever to get the results back. And so she's going ahead and she's taking it again. It's $750 every time to take this test. So basically, she has to know everything. It doesn't matter if she wants to be a psychiatrist or an orthopedic surgeon or in the ER. She has to know every facet of it. Doesn't matter what her specialty is going to be. Sounds super intimidating to me.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, just really. You think that sounds intimidating?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
I mean,
just a little bit. Terrifying.
I had to take an exam to be a teacher. It's called the praxis exam, and that was only 3 hours. I mean, that was not the 8 hours. Being my God, she had to pack snacks and drinks and all that stuff, man. That's a hell of a day.
Did Cowgill have to take the praxis, you think? I doubt it.
That's a great question. I mean, he's teaching. Did he have to take the praxis? Hell no. He's not taking no praxis exam. No, he's going to walk in there and Freddie C's here, baby. Let's go. Let's do some media classes. Texter said it's the most viral thing since the Star Wars kid.
Man, it could be. I mean, you know who didn't know? Poor Nikki, my wife, didn't know for like 2 days. She goes, "What's Hawk 2? And I go,
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I go, you go to the internet. Now you do your independent research.
Yeah, I'm not speaking.
Don't make me say it.
I'm not speaking this way in front of our son. Like, you go and you two are in. His ears are too fragile. to hear about the Hawk to a girl. Well, one of the main things.
Diener heard about her. He then reenlisted his spot back in that. So I was like, you know what?
You know what?
Last couple weekends, I've kind of missed the play.
Yeah.
I have to get back out there.
Hey, Max will be on his own in Vegas for a while. Hey, Max, you know.
Max will be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah. You go check out all these UFC things. Dad's got something to do. You know what I'm saying? Dad's got some things to do. I have to ask you about this because, you know, it dominated my show for 45 minutes yesterday, and I couldn't believe it. I listened to an hour and 20 minutes of the Hoosier Hysterics. I did my own independent, as you said, independent research.
Wow.
I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I put my AirPods in. I was doing like some stuff around the house, and I listened to the entire show, Andy, the entire show, even the 1,700 ads they had to read during the show. But what's the feeling in Bloomington about this? I mean, you're in the heart of the beast in Indianapolis, and I'm sure you've talked about this on the wake-up call. What's the feeling around Woodson now? I mean, the Hoosier Hysterics are like the KSR of Indiana basketball. Am I wrong?
Yeah, so I don't know how much you explained the other day. Like, these guys run, I guess it is kind of close to KSR in this respect. You know, they run different, you know, they're a podcast of IU gas bags.
Yeah.
That's what they are. They're just like, there's IU gas bags. And deep down, it's probably something that Jag Grossman wishes he were a part of.
Absolutely.
He wishes he were probably a part of the Hoosier Hysterics. He's not yet made the cut, though,
no,
to become part of the Hoosier Hysterics. But, you know, basically, they're a prominent podcast, and they run. They even run events, Strebel. I mean, they run charity events.
The Fan Fest.
They have a Fan Fest. They raise NIL.
Yeah.
They... apparently were critical when Indiana lost what was it, 10 of 14 games middle of the season. And,
yep.
You know, we're under 500 in the Big Ten and didn't do anything in the Big Ten tournament and
missed the tournament,
the NCAA tournament, and yeah, and just kind of fizzled out. And you know, they were critical, and and this is the yin to the yang. They were critical at a time where Mike Woodson, they had a pretty good relationship there between those two entities, IU basketball and these guys. And so he got his panties in a wad for some reason 3-4 months later.
Yeah.
I mean, the question is the timing.
Right.
3-4 months later, summoned one of the podcast guys there and ripped him a new one while Scott Dolson just sat there, who's the AD.
Didn't say anything.
Who has no power, apparently. So they cut these guys off, and apparently, which is just bad for the fans and their student athletes, getting a little bit of NIL money.
Sure.
And so, they alleged, guy that was there, that Mike Woodson said he'll have the job until he wants to have the job. And
right.
Basically that Scott Dolson, the AD, couldn't do a damn thing about it. And, you know, to me, my take has been two things. It's unfortunate for the IU fan that that Mike Woodson is that thin-skinned.
Yeah.
I mean, that he is going to be that thin-skinned. And listen, we saw that. John Calipari became very thin-skinned.
Yeah.
You know, at Kentucky, very thin-skinned. You know, and we saw that. I mean, I wouldn't even say that with Kenny Payne. That was a more of a Calipari thing.
It was.
And, you know, a lot of times, Strebel, what bothers me about this is the coach doesn't always hear what is said in a lot of instances. I mean, you mm-hmm. can't tell me that Mike Woodson and John Calipari and even Patino back in the day, I mean, these coaches had actually consumed, especially if it's an audio segment.
Yeah.
It's much easier to pick up or look at the internet and see a paragraph that Tim Sullivan had written about you and to get mad. So I always call BS on it. And whenever it's relayed from an SID or a staff member, there's so many sure. people on the staff. I mean, come on, Treble, you've known the people that have had to deal with this sort of thing with coaches.
So, oh, yeah.
So that would be one thing. And then the other thing is, I totally believe that Mike Woodson feels, and it might be total reality, that he's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do.
Yeah.
And he's going to be there however long he wants to be there. I mean, that is very much under the pretense it feels like he was hired under,
mm-hmm.
and it sure feels that way. I mean, Trubel, he said, I know you guys obviously wouldn't pay attention, but even during the losing streak and even at the end of the year, I mean, Treble, he came out and it was very, like, combative.
Yeah.
That, of course, I'm the coach. Why wouldn't I? You know, he even called it, you know, he's referred to it as not a bad year. It's almost a good year.
Yeah.
Last year.
If you don't know, basketball, if you think it's a bad year, yeah, is kind of what he said.
If you combine entitlement and perhaps delusion, not having who is his true boss, I think has to be questioned. Along with thin skin,
yeah.
and along with just in the day and time where you're going to lose games. I mean, Indiana doesn't have overwhelming talent. You know, you're going sure. to lose some games, and a few games can sink a season. And he comes in this year. This year is going to set it up, man. I mean, I think the team is a team that, you know, it's a tournament that can win a game. Some of them think they're Sweet 16. I don't as of yet, but
right.
they're at least around the 32. And if, you know, if he fumbles it this year, it's going to put to the test a lot of, hey, who's finally in power there in Bloomington,
yeah.
which absolutely with this hire has to be questioned.
And this happens with, you know, with what Mike Woodson calling these guys into his office. It actually happens more than I thought. We had John Wong in here on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, he told Ann and I straight up that he'd been called into Mitch Barnhart's office before because of some of the questions he asked. And I had no idea. He said, I mean, he said that on air. I'm not speaking out of school. He wouldn't say the specifics or which coach he'd ruffled his feathers. I would assume Cal, but that he went through that too, that he had to go and had the riot act read to him and hey, you need to approach questions this way, not the way you're doing it. So like you said, these coaches, man, it's like they make all these millions of dollars and all these things and yet they're picking on the Hoosier Hysterics and John Wong because they're mean to them. It's very odd behavior, and Cal and Woodson are their buddies. I guess they're cut from the same cloth when it comes to this stuff, and it's mind blowing to me that like you said, maybe they have people read it to them or tell them, or we know Cal has people listening to show or had when he was here listening to shows and reading stuff and reporting back to him. It sounds like Woodson has the exact same thing going on.
Yeah, it all, part of it stemmed around three, but there's a guy here who's a former player, and his name is Brian Evans.
Right.
Indiana fans will know him, and he was last year extremely critical of Mike Woodson.
Mm.
Like, he was a former player, well-known business guy in the community that went on with our afternoon show here in Indianapolis, went on with the Hoosier Hysterics, and so, you know, Mike Woodson is like, you know, we have a great relationship, and you let on, you know, this guy that is just the most negative towards our program.
Right.
And there's obviously some sort of, bad relationship there.
Yeah.
And he publicly really kind of went after Woodson during that losing streak. So, and they had him. That's what got it going. But, I mean, Strebel, Tom Jurich did this all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, just about everyone you know.
Yeah.
In the Louisville media back then had been called into the office and ripped to shreds in some sort of way. So, the delusion by the college basketball coach, and it's not surprising. I mean, they're honored by everyone in the media.
Oh, booty kissed.
I mean, they're booty kissed in every single way.
Yeah,
very average coaches are booty kissed, and they're paid. They're paid handsomely.
I mean, they are.
So
I did love they kept saying respect the chair of the IU basketball coach. Even when Archie Miller was sitting in the chair, they had to respect the chair. And that may have been the most IU basketball thing I've ever heard. All right, last one for you. You'll get a kick out of this. So Pat Kelsey talked to the media today. And okay. you know about his arm. You know, he's got that tattoo on his arm, right? And so
he's got the tattoo. He chases down the shoe.
That's right.
He
got the glasses.
He says the word darn. Yeah, he's got the glasses.
And so you're one of your favorite media members, Tim Sullivan. He asked him about the tattoo. Yeah, here, Zach's going to.
What'd he say?
Well, Zach's going to play it for you. Ready? All right, here you go. Here's Tim Sullivan Pat Kelsey about the tattoo.
Oh, the tattoo? I mean, it was late in life. My daughter, like, I walked in, she was like, who are you? Like, what in the heck has happened? She was crying. I at Winthrop a couple years ago, I told the guys, if we go to the tournament, I'll get a tattoo, and if we go to the Sweet 16 this year, I think it was 21. It was the year we came here and played in the bubble thing with DJ Burns was on our team and Chandler Baldwin. We had a really, really good team. And I said, if we go to the Sweet 16, I'm getting a sleeve all the way down here. That's what I told him. And we went to the tournament, so I got it. We didn't go to the Sweet 16, so here's it at. So I don't know what it's going to take at Louisville for me to get the sleeve. Josh Hurd right now is crapping his pants hearing me say that. So,
Zach,
we'll jump off that bridge when we cross.
Zach, do you have Sully's question? Do you have the question in there? Oh, darn it! But the question he started off as he says Tim Sullivan from parts unknown.
Okay.
Which I don't know.
Is he working for, like, Leo? Like, one of those places?
Leo.
He must be a free agent.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Sign him. ESPN Louisville needs to sign him to do a column, like, two columns a week.
I agree. Put it on the website.
Come on, Diener. Let's get it going.
Yeah,
let's go. Put it on the website.
Uh-oh. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Zach.
Antonio Reeves. Antonio Reeves drafted by the Pelicans.
Oh, there we go. NBA draft update by Zach Cantrell. So he got drafted before Justin Edwards.
I mean, God, I can't, just all the busts on that team, Strebel, Bradshaw, Edwards, oof.
Wagner.
Oof. Wagner.
Wagner's back with Cal.
What if Wagner's a beast in Arkansas?
He might be.
I don't think he will be. I think he'll average 9 a game. But what if he's out and he's like, he's doing dudes dirty and stuff? You're like, well, where did this come from? Cal smirking.
He crosses up Colin Chandler in Rupp Arena.
By the way, I have two things before we get out.
Go ahead, yeah.
I've seen whining. I mean, the Pacino whining is all-time Louisville. Again, they just are running out of people to work. I mean, Eric Wood's going to be the only one left.
He's
going to be him and Hancock.
Yeah,
and
that'll
Russ
be it.
Smith and Siva. The video game.
Oh, yeah.
I see the Louisville fans unhappy about some of their ratings. They didn't get the respect as the Alabama football they believe they are. Is that what happened?
That's what happened. They did not. They were complaining because they were only an 83 on offense. The EA Sports.
Is that it?
Yeah, they're only an 83.
Get a better quarterback.
Get a better quarterback. Get a better running back. But Colorado is
almost Kentucky.
I have no idea.
67 on offense. What were they on offense?
Probably. This what's great about Kentucky's offense is we don't know any of the players besides Dane Key and Baron Brown. We don't know the running backs.
Well, that's all you need.
Yeah,
all you need. Baron Brown.
Yeah. We don't know the running backs.
Baron Brown. Remember that argument? Baron Brown.
I said he's better than Randall Cobb. It may be my worst take. I don't know. I've had some bad.
All right, and the last thing I have is, there's really no way, I just wanted to force this in here.
Go ahead, yeah.
But me and Zach, you see, we're talking about this before he brought me on. Can you imagine being one of the aides that has to get these two buffoons ready for this debate tonight?
Oh, my gosh.
And like, the different drug cocktails and things that you are – the different – insane things that people would not believe that you are having to do perfectly timed throughout the day.
Yep.
To get these guys on stage. It's unbelievable.
The shots Jackie they have to take.
He's unhappy because they're going to have a minute or two delay. So he's already not happy.
No, he's not happy yet.
With the entire thing.
Instead of the 7-second delay, it's a 1 to 2 minute delay. And then the White House press corps, they're throwing a fit because they're not allowed to at the debate either. So they're all mad because journalists aren't allowed. So it's basically going to be Jake Tapper, the CNN crew, and Biden's people and Trump's people. And that's it. Those are the only people that are allowed in the debate. That's the crew. It's going to be an empty hall. And you're right. The shots, the pills, the concoctions, all the things that Trump and Biden will have to consume and put in their body.
Concoctions.
Yeah.
That's the word, concoctions.
Yes. That they're going to have to put in their body. Now, are you having are you going to have a debate party tonight with the neighbors? Are you going to consume the debate?
No.
What are you going to do?
No, I got two shows tomorrow. So no.
Oh, that's right.
I will.
You're doing the morning show
and
Andy Sweeney After Dark, the night show.
Yeah, the night show. Yeah, take this, Maven. I'm coming for you, Maven.
Maven after dark is now Sweeney After Dark. All right, man.
Well, one night.
You enjoy the rest of your day. Good luck on your shows tomorrow. And we're off next week, obviously, for the 4th of July holiday. So I'll talk to you on air in 2 weeks. How does that sound?
All right, brother. We'll see you. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Andy Sweeney there, 107.5 The Fan. All right, Zach, you want to take a break, and we'll come back, and it'll be me and you the last segment. Does that sound good?
Works for me.
All right, let's do it. All right, let's take a quick break on the other end. Zach and Strebel, we break down sports.
On my first day here at a press conference, I said, I need you. I wasn't just talking about some people, all Louisville fans, I need you. Well, some people, when the rain came, they left me out there, and I'm good with that.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
I don't know what's better there, the buzzing in the background or Kenny Payne standing in the rain. I don't know. They're both wonderful.
They're bad. Yeah, that sums it up right there.
Exactly. All right, it's the Round Table here on ESPN 680, 105.7. James Strebel, Zach Cantrell. Thank you to Phil Baker, Cam Drummond, Ty Spaulding, Zach Osterman, and Andy Sweeney for spending some time with us today. Been a really, really good show. A lot of stuff going on. After the show today, you'll have Soccer City, 6 p.m. Here on these airways. For, tomorrow, you'll have Inside Churchill Down, 6 p.m., ESPN 680, 105.7, Saturday, Down the Stretch, 9 a.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Then the Victory Formation Sports Show with Jeff Lightsey, James Black, 10 to 11 a.m. on 93.9 The Ville. And then Sunday, the Sunday Morning Hangover, Nick Kern, Phil Baker, Zach Cantrell, ESPN 680, 105.7. 437-9680, EPS Jobs text line. We're live here in the Liquor Barn Studios. Okay, so off the air, everyone needs to know this. Zach and I, we're talking draft talk, okay? And a star was born last night, as normally at these draft events. They usually focus on the girlfriends of the draft prospects. We remember 2 years ago, Will Levis's ex-lady friend, she was highlighted. Obviously, the memes were born there. And so another one was born last night as Kyle Filipowski, his girlfriend. Was picked up on by people on Twitter and X, and as Dan Issel would say, a handsome young woman, as Dan Issel used to say. Well, the story just got deeper here, Zach. So on Twitter, somebody named @RobToSurgeon tweets the following. Kyle Filipowski's brother and mom are on here revealing how his girlfriend groomed him into Mormon culture and cut him off from his family, and now he ends up with the Jazz. So let me read some tweets to you, Zach. Is that okay? That we'll get your reaction.
Yes.
So Daniel Filipowski said the following. I'm Kyle's oldest brother. You all don't have a clue of the extent of the story that has to do with his girlfriend. There's a story that has has been pushed under the table for nearly 2 years. Mrs. Filipowski responds, DMs open. Actually, no, it's whoever at the Warner West is. DMs open, friend. I can take down the post if this is blatant misinformation. Filipowski counters, if Giovanni responds to my DMs, he would be able to get the full story that no one knows about outside of who's involved, Duke coaching staff and his agent. Okay, and then it goes on. This is from Kyle's mother, Becky Filipowski. You are opening a 2-year issue, and she is 28 with an end game 3 years ago to have a diamond ring on her hand when Kyle left Duke. All caps, he was still in high school. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. This is bad.
Man.
This is very, very
bad. Wow. That's some family drama. That's like Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers family drama.
I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers family
yeah,
drama.
Yeah, apparently he's just an AAH and no one talks to him.
Yeah, he just doesn't talk to him.
Yeah, he doesn't talk to him. I mean, I'm reading this update and the tentacles here are, because I mean, Giovanni was like putting on for Filipowski's girlfriend last night,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it was odd. It was right up there with Brent Musburger and Catherine Webb.
Oh, yeah. Remember that.
Remember that? Like, boys, go out there and be a quarterback for Alabama.
All you quarterbacks get the best-looking women.
Yeah, and Kirk Herbstreit's fumbling around, trying to talk about Manti Te'o.
Yeah.
Because that was that.
Yeah, isn't that ironic?
That was that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's very ironic. That's before all. No, was it after all that came out? No, it was before.
Yeah, come out till he left Notre Dame.
Because that was his excuse for why he played so poorly, because he had just found out that his girlfriend was not a girl and she was not real.
Oh, she was real.
She was real, just not real like he thought. Like he thought she was real,
right?
But so that boy, I had no idea about any of that. Ooh. So I mean, this again, Kyle Filipowski has not commented on this. So we'll see what happens.
And now he's going to the perfect Mormon place for him.
Jazz. Exactly.
So it's only going to get worse.
He's going to the Jazz.
You can't make this stuff
you
up.
You can't make it. This is sports, Zach. This is what sports is all about. When the unexpected happens, that's sports. Our guy Detox. I mean, Kentucky did get a big time football commit today, and then let me pull this up here. He's a
Patino's
top,
guy.
Top, yeah, a guy that Patino probably paid for. A top 150 player and edge rusher, Cedric Works, committed today. So let me go ahead and let me type this in so I get all the bona fides correctly. All right, Cedric Works, 247. All right, here we go. Cedric Works, he's an edge rusher, a consensus 4-star on 24. He's a 247 4-star and a composite 4-star. Had Florida, Penn State offers,
okay,
Boston College, Cincinnati, among others. Kentucky gets him today. Our friend Tox, he has tweeted the following. I got to read this because his nickname for Merrow always makes me laugh. Tox tweets, old D-Cups Merrow has conned another player into hell. He has no idea what he is signing up for. Weekly bludgeonings and an end of the season beating due to his lull hand signals because the guy is giving L's down. Tox, you haven't beaten Kentucky in 5 years. Well, why do you think that's going to be a beating,
right,
at the end of the season? Like, well, what are we doing here, buddy? I don't understand that. And you know, to counter his point, now, if this was like a wide receiver or someone like that, then I would agree with it. Kentucky does really good with defensive players.
Yes,
I mean, they've done really, really well. I mean, Deion Walker is going to be a first-round draft pick. Josh Allen went top 10. Jamin Davis was a first-round draft pick. I mean, they have a ton of dudes. Lonnie. Gosh, I can't think of his last name. And a bunch of DBs, Mike Edwards, Boss Man Fat himself in the NFL. So they've done well defensively. Offensively, okay, totally. But the defensive guys, that's Mark Stoops' sweet spot. Now, Zach, you and I were talking before the show off air, mm-hmm, back in the conference room, and you had the top 10 rated offenses by EA Sports, and you read them off to me, and most of them made sense. So do you want to read the list and then save number 10 so we can talk about number 10? So here's the top 9, then we'll get to number 10.
Who are the
top 9 offenses according to EA Sports' 2025 college football. Go ahead.
Number 1 is Georgia.
Yeah, okay.
Fine. Number 2, Oregon.
Sure.
Yeah. Number 3, Alabama.
Yeah.
Number 4, Texas.
Yeah.
Number 5, Ohio State.
Sure.
Number 6, LSU.
Okay.
Number 7, Miami.
We'll see. They always overhype Miami.
8, Colorado.
Okay. No, that was where we needed. Okay, because they weren't 10, they were 8.
They were 8.
Okay, so I wanted to hone in on Colorado. What? Okay.
Missouri 9, Clemson 10.
Okay. Which, Missouri, like, Colorado shouldn't be in the top 10.
No.
Period.
Their offensive line is terrible.
It's terrible.
Shedeur Sanders got sacked 50-some-odd times last year. I don't care if Shedeur Sanders makes highlight reel plays. He's on his butt. He can't do anything.
Exactly. I mean, Shedeur Sanders might be great. I don't know. He may win the Heisman. I have no idea. But to just, after going 4-8 and losing 8 straight to end the season, to put them in the top 10, I mean, that's got to be the Deion effect, I guess. Other than Shedeur Sanders, they have Travis Hunter, obviously. I mean, he plays both sides of the ball. You know, I mean, they're two very good players. I'm not trying to poo-poo those guys at all. No. But as you said, who else?
And they're in the top 10, not just offense. They're in the top 10 overall.
Overall?
For a top 4-win team.
That's ridiculous.
You want the top 10 overall?
That's absolutely ridiculous. That should be. Texture, what about Ole Miss? No way Lane Kiffin is in top 7. I agree with that.
No, Ole Miss should be in the top 10.
Absolutely. Especially over Colorado.
Over Miami, too.
Over Miami, too. Absolutely. 100%.
Why is Miami getting so much love? They've done nothing for 20 years. They're the new Texas or Michigan.
Yeah, it's the same old story with them. It's always they're. I mean, they're roundly picked by all these, you know, preseason publications, Athlon and Phil Steele and even like CBS Sports. I mean, they're like top 3 in the ACC behind Florida State and Clemson. I'm like, based on what? I mean, they were a poorly coached team last season.
Yes.
The team fell apart. I mean, Mario Cristobal did a horrible job. I understand they got an influx of talent through the transfer portal.
They always do.
And they had a good recruiting class. And exactly, they always do. So what makes this different? It was kind of like early Penny Hardaway,
yeah,
when they were like putting Memphis in the top 25 and, oh, Memphis is going to do this and that, and they never do anything.
Mario Cristobal, I've never been a fan of, even going back to Oregon, and his end of game management is so bad that the NCAA football video game now has an option to just simply hit a button to take a knee, which, by the way, he did not do at the end of the Georgia Tech game. They had a game one,
yeah,
and they literally fumbled it away.
they fumbled it and lost the game.
Their season cratered after that.
Yeah,
of course it did.
Of course it did, because it's Miami and it's Crystal Ball. Of course it cratered.
That video game, by the way, is kind of unrealistic. It's had a sold out Miami crowd.
No, it's very unrealistic.
Miami fans don't go to games.
No, that stadium is always
dumb.
Empty. Is it the Hard Rock Stadium
Hard
now?
Hard Rock Stadium.
It used to be the Orange Bowl. Now it's the Hard Rock Stadium.
Biggest mistake they ever made was leaving the Orange Bowl.
That's exactly. That's why they're haunted now.
Yes,
they left the Orange Bowl where all their glory was had, and now they're at their Hard Rock Field. When's the last time you've been to a Hard Rock Cafe?
Boy, years.
I mean, it's been over a decade.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, Hard Rock had a moment. Now it does.
It did. It did. It had a moment. It was cool there for a little bit. The last time I was there, Zach, was, I mean, it was over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was, we went to a birthday dinner for one of my wife's friends, and then we went to that Howl at the Moon. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the little piano bar.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the moment, Zach, that I realized, like, I'm too old to go out now.
Can't do this.
I can't do this. I stood in the back. By the bar, kind of by myself, and my wife, you know, bless her soul, sweet Corey, she comes up and she's like, "Are you okay? Do you want to go home?" I'm like, "No." I was like, "No, we can stay. You know, it's your friend's birthday. Have fun." I was like, I just told her, I was like, "I just can't be here anymore." Like, yeah, as far as not at that moment, but like in my life, like this had passed me by. That's when I realized that my bar hopping days were over. Was that moment right there?
Yeah, they're not over yet.
Club, not for
days,
you.
Club days might be over. Bar hopping days, not so much.
No, that's fine. You're still a young buck.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. I understand it from your perspective. But for me, I was already had kids. I was already kind of, you know, obviously invested in my marriage.
I thought you were about to say, "Oh, you could still hang with people." No. They can still hang with me.
You're exactly right.
They got to worry about hanging with me, not the other way around.
Not the way around, because you're a mover and a shaker.
That's right.
That's right. You go to these bars, you do a little karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
You buy a drink or two for a lady. You never know what's going to pop
up. Beer fest,
off.
Baby. Let's
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah. We've got a couple coming up now.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. The J-Town Beer Fest coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I should be in town for that. I'm hoping that's the case, but I should be in town for that because I was out of town for the Tailspin L Fest. So the J-Town Beer Fest is a very good one, too. I will absolutely enjoy that. So hopefully we'll both be there and we'll share some drinks together,
that's
you and
plan.
I. Yeah, that's the plan right now. Hopefully we get those VIP tickets seats so we can go up into the air-conditioned VIP section.
Yeah, because it's going to be 110. We know it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's late July. It's going to be the surface of hell.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be, I mean, hotter than it is today. It's hot today, but it's going to be even hotter.
Oh, today's not even that hot. Like, we've had
not.
A worse last week or so. Like, today's what, 86?
86, that's, yeah.
We're getting that's comfortable.
Fine. Yeah, it's comfortable. Now, last thing before we get out of here and let the Soccer City guys in to do their show. You know, we've talked about the debate. Now, what's your plan tonight, Zach? I know you'll be tuned in,
locked in.
So, are you going to get a couple drinks, a couple stogies? What's Zach Cantrell's plan tonight for the debate? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll probably just whip up some steaks or something. Just sit around and
some steaks.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah,
we got a grill outside in the apartment. We got a grill. We got like a pool deck, got a little bit of everything.
Well, I know about
there,
the pool.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You tweeted was it Tuesday or Wednesday when Anna and I were talking about Bucky's.
Oh yeah,
you're like, I'm sitting out here by the pool listening, and now it's my life's journey.
Yeah,
to go to a Bucky's. Now you need to go. There are a couple in Kentucky now. So there's one by Eastern Kentucky, and there's one I don't know on the way to Nashville. I'm not sure exactly what city it's in. I just remember that's where I went, and it was heavenly. So yeah, you were out there by the pool.
Oh yeah,
listening. That's why. Well, so
that's
what's your pool drink of choice? What are you taking down there? A little Coors Light? What you got?
Just depends on what's available. But yeah, a lot of times it's Coors Light. Sometimes it's Miller High Life.
Oh, know. Yeah. Oh,
the champagne of beers,
baby.
Yes.
That's what's got that little classy lady on the label on the bottle.
That's
Yeah, classed up a little bit.
Do you remember the old Miller High Life guy, Wendell?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. I saw those commercials again the other day. I'm like, oh, mess with the High Life and the High Life will mess with you.
Yes.
154 hamburger, y'all must be crazy. That's when he walks in and takes all the High Life because they're food was too expensive. Like, you just lost your Stella Miller High Life privileges.
Damn right. I remember that. Yes, I remember that guy. Now you got, like, at first I was like, what? And I'm like, yes, now I remember those commercials.
He was in, like, Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Modern Family. Like,
yeah.
He's been in some stuff.
Now, okay, Tox has responded, okay? He's responded via text. Here we go. Rig, you and all of BBN were about to bend the knee to King Brom last year. Then Ricky P checks cleared, couple of blown calls by the refs, and another fluke win by the Cats. No way Brom loses to you bums this year or consistently in the future. Okay, all right. Well, we'll see, Tox. We'll see what happens. Texture, can you give a quick happy birthday to my daughter, Maddie? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday, Maddie. I don't know how old you are, but I hope you have a happy birthday and you have fun and you get cake and get to pick where you get to go out to dinner tonight and hope you have good gifts and all that stuff. So, happy birthday to Maddie. Appreciate you and your father listening into the show. Thank you so much. We always appreciate it. And I'm always ready to wish someone a happy birthday. Last text here. All right. Zach, you alerted me to this earlier. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Rich Paul threatening to teams that Bronny will go to Australia if he's drafted.
By anybody other than the Lakers.
That's ridiculous, man.
He doesn't have that kind of leverage.
He has zero clout other than my dad's LeBron James.
Yeah, he should have went back to school.
Yeah, this is absolutely silly.
Come on, dude.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Soccer City up next. Everyone have a great Thursday. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Mixtape at 5:30. It's the Roundtable.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.